Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare
to... Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger. And, wow, I'm just going to keep this real here on Dare to Dream. What a morning. I was getting texts from people saying, are you okay? There was a shooting this morning at UCLA, which is a college, and people in my life know I live right by it. I can walk to it, and that's where I go to the gym. And, you know, blessedly enough, we literally left working out at the gym this morning, and it happened about 30 minutes later, complete lockdown on the campus. So just prayers, you know, for not only the people involved in this, now, present, future, past, but for all of our youth coming up who are turning to things like that as a way to express their extreme angst, coming up in a very interesting world and very interesting times. You know, when I grew up, people were not turning to guns on campuses. So, you know, it's heartbreaking. It's really heartbreaking. So just prayers to everybody around the world, because I think everybody listening to the show really is about peace, creating love, creating service, having gratitude for what we have. And so for those who reached out to me, I am okay, and I really appreciate it. I want to talk to you today about moving forward, and we're going to have just a perfect guest today on the show. So I'll tell you who we'll be having later on, and that's Cameron Brown, Cameron R. Brown. Bless his heart, he's calling from Australia. So that means it's 5 in the morning his time. I promise you, we are sending him kombucha to drink and tea and very caffeinated coffee so he can be fully with us this morning. He's the founder of the Thriving Collective and the Thriving Network, and Cameron is an international speaker, connector, storyteller, and international songwriter. We'll even be playing one of his songs so you can hear a little bit what he's doing out in the world. What I want to talk to you about is a big aha that I had. Took the day off, loved taking a day off now and then, and went down to the beach, was walking around Santa Monica, ended up having this really cool conversation with these two guys, all about food. They started talking about food. The one guy is there with his kids, and they're all eating these like very fashionable donuts. The other guy comes by in his bicycle, and obviously they know each other, and they include me in the conversation. They're telling me about the grooviest places in Santa Monica where you can get bagels, and we can get donuts and cronuts. And then the one fellow is saying, you know, I love this bagel place because they have gluten-free bagels, and they're so expensive. And I was saying, who cares? Who cares what it costs? You know, if you can get something like that that's gluten-free and it's delicious, I'm down. That sounds great. So we're having this fun conversation. And the one guy says about the other fellow with his kids, you know, and he's in the food industry. So when I can get a question in, and I have a very curious mind, I ask, may I ask, what do you do in the food industry? And he says, I'm a food stylist. Huh? What is a food stylist, I ask? I never heard that word before. He says, well, I'm the guy, when you see commercials and the commercials involve food, I'm the one for like the Applebee's and McDonald's, and he starts listing all these major worldwide corporations. I am the stylist for the food. So I find out what the ad company wants, and I meet their needs. I find out what the client wants, and I meet their needs. And by the way, I use actual food. Well, I found that fascinating. I always thought it's plastic when I looked at it. It's real food. So he uses real food, and he says, and if it looks better on TV, that's because sometimes they don't make it as well in the actual stores and the actual restaurants. Fascinating information. So in the meantime, here's what's going on behind the scenes as I'm engaged in this conversation. My mind is blown. Food stylist, Never heard of such a thing. So our conversation's done. My puppy wants to leave. We're going on our walk on the beach. And as I'm walking around, my mind is exploding, going, food stylist. What the heck? Here's some guy who's crazy passionate about food, also sort of has like a, you know, artistic background or a visual background, has this, has that, film school, this and that, and can put them all together and creates a career I never heard of. So then I'm really thinking, like, what else is possible? So many people are in jobs, and they're not thrilled to be in these jobs. And what is possible for what you were put here to do, really? So I start realizing this is like a recipe, what you could be doing out in the world. So I start thinking about the things I love. This is just me. Think about what you love and write up that bullet point list. For me, travel. Definitely love travel. Love animals. Love wine. I've already been taking sommelier and specialist wine classes. I love growing. I am so thrilled to be in high-end, amazing, big, life-changing workshops and experiences energetically. And I think that's it. Well, no, I guess the fifth thing would be teaching and inspiring. So that's pretty good, right? World travel, animals, wine, growing, inner growth, and also teaching and inspiring. So think about what's possible. What if I were able to take all that big soup and align my career, streamline my career to be traveling the world and doing these things? I believe it's possible. Look at Anthony Bourdain's show. I mean, see what's possible out there. So I'm telling you, the universe loves when it explodes our minds and gives us an aha and a piece of the puzzle that we didn't see before with clarity. Loves it, because it will then give us other pieces to say, right on, baby. You're heading down the right path. Next day, I open Entrepreneur Magazine. Entrepreneur Magazine has this huge list of franchises in the back. I'm not particularly interested in the franchises, but it's fun to look through. And there I see a franchise that is doing really well called Painting and Pinot. Are you serious? So there's this franchise that's exploding that is people who go to this place to paint because they like doing art, and they drink Pinot Noir, I assume, or it could be the white Pinot. But they're drinking Pinot, some kind of Pinot. Like, oh my God, somebody took stuff they love, put it in the big soup blender, and look what they created. And it's successful. I'm telling you this because what is possible for you? The universe is not made up of atoms. It's made up of tiny stories. All these little stories get you to where you want to be. I say forget about perfection. So many people are waiting for perfect to put it out in the world, their being, their career. Forget about it. Don't be concerned with the idea of perfection, because perfection is the death of creativity. It lacks spontaneity, and it assumes certainty. Certainty. Close tight in its search for the one right answer. But hey, life is not math. The pursuit of perfection stops you from starting projects or even relationships, and it stops you from finishing or shipping out what it is or becoming into that career that you're really here to do, because hey, maybe you're not ready or perfect. I'll be ready when I'm perfect. Forget that mantra. That's not your mantra, because think about it. The weather, the economy, the atmosphere, it will never be perfect. Your timing, my timing, it's never going to be right and will always be a little bit wrong. Okay, so screw perfection. You know what's better than perfect? Done. Done is better than perfect. So when it comes to you looking at what could be a new career? What are you really here to do out in the world? So many people ask, what's my purpose? What should I be doing? How can I make money doing what I love? You can. Write down those bullet points of what it is you deeply love. If you could do just those five things, one thing, three things, seven things, what would it be? Put it in a soup, put it in your own Vitamix, a blender, and see if you can create your own niche, be different. And put something out there, because I promise you we'll probably really want to join you in doing it and pay you to do it. I say trust your hunches. They're usually based on facts. just below the conscious level. So as promised today, Cameron R. Brown is coming on the show. He has dedicated his life to building communities of inspiring and influential people in locations around the world, including New York, Los Angeles, Toronto, and Sydney. Cameron's invitation-only partnership platform and peer network events are held in multiple locations around the world. They allow high-caliber entrepreneurs and influencers to come together, share experiences, build quality relationships with one another, and generate new business, philanthropic, and personal opportunities. Cameron also speaks on stage on how to thrive in today's modern age. He discusses topics like social isolation, environmentalism, emotional intelligence, bullying, and depression through a powerful blend of speaking, music, and storytelling, which impacts millions of lives around the world. Cameron Brown is passionate about helping good people achieve extraordinary things. You can find out more about him and what he's doing and where his next invitation-only partnership platform network event will be held at thrivingnetwork.com. Mr. Brown, it is so great to have you on Dare to Dream today. Welcome.
I'm really excited about it, Debbie, and thanks for having me. I love the story you just shared, and I think we're living in an age right now where we really can create basically anything we like. So I'm really excited about what we're going to talk about today.
Me too. Thanks for being with us and waking up so early. We're talking about thriving in today's modern world. And let's just start there in the story I told, because that seems to me, reading your bio, what you're like, speaking, music, storytelling, these thriving networks. Talk about what is the work you're doing out in the world today.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think as you mentioned, there's a pretty unique blend going on there. But a bit of backstory. I mean, I grew up on a farm out in outback Australia, and I moved to the city after I finished school, and I'd been living there for about 8 years in the city. And one evening I heard a neighbour screaming out, and I ran over to find that a mother had just found her son and committed suicide that day. Mm. And to witness the devastation that occurs when something like that happens was a real wake up call for me. And after that experience, I didn't know exactly what I was going to do, but I knew I had to do something to help. And it was around that time that I wrote Close to the Edge, which is a song about bullying and suicide, which has now reached millions of people in many countries and been used in a number of projects around the world to help raise awareness of that. And then as I gained more clarity around the mission that I was really on here and understood myself at a much deeper level, I started building relationships with people who were aligned to what I believe and used a blend of old school values and new school technology to do that. I almost stumbled across this in terms of when I was building those the relationships with phenomenal people all around the world, was that there was a large number of people out there that were really great at building connections using the modern tools that are available today, but struggled to turn those into real relationships and real opportunities.
And okay, so I gotta stop you there. So please. It sounds to me like you have a secret. And if you know how to do that, will you tell us right here?
Absolutely. I mean, do you want me to go through that now, or should I go through some of the other things that have happened up until now?
Yeah, let's take a little segue here and do share what is the secret. So how do we turn something like that from just the convo or the social media or something like that? How do we turn it into not just a relationship, but a resource that we can use?
Yeah, great question. So I think it's about, number one, having absolute clarity about the mission that you're on, first and foremost. Whether you're in business or not, you've got to have absolute clarity about that. Align yourself fully to that overarching purpose that you have, first and foremost. You notice this is internal things going on first, before you're reaching out to people. You understand yourself at that deep, meaningful level and overcome your internal fears and beliefs and barriers that are holding you back so that you're able to give fully to that purpose and then give freely to others without expecting anything in return, in terms of receiving anything in return, knowing though that you'll get fully taken care of in some way, shape or form. That's the difference between giving fully and not believing you're worth it and people will take advantage of you versus giving fully knowing that you are worth it and having boundaries in place where you can still get fully taken care of, but not needing to get something in return from that specific person or that specific environment. It's then about clearly articulating that message and you know out there in the world, and then using the modern tools that are available to speed up the rate in which you can bring that mission to fruition, deepen the relationships you have, not detract from them like is happening with so many people now.
And before we get back to your story, and we will you just give us an example of how that works in real time? How have you taken some person that you've met and turned that into something very fruitful where there was great benefit and outcome or results for both?
Absolutely. The events are a great example. It took about 6 months where I had zero connections at all in the U.S., And I started connecting with people. I use a platform called LinkedIn. It's where I mostly use to connect with people around the world. It's an extremely powerful platform. It's not the only platform, but it is an extremely powerful platform. And started connecting with people online using personal messages and to really start building relationships, and then taking it offline, whether it's through a phone call or a video call. I wouldn't travel over there for every single meeting, but to build real connections and then be able to share the story. Because I think when you are crystal clear on why it is that you're doing what you do, then people either buy into that or they buy out of it. And if they buy into it, all of a sudden they're more connected to that. They believe it and they can see that you're real rather than what a lot of people out there are posting something that isn't really who they are. And so by doing that, it was enabled me to build some really great relationships so that when we launched our Thriving Network events over there, people wanted to become a part of those. So it was building it online for a period of time to get leverage, and then taking it offline as soon as possible to be able to build a real deep and meaningful relationship.
Brilliant. Wow. And how unique. And I love, is it a perfect after today's story that I have you on, Cameron, because you are so unique. You've created something unique built on passion. So let's go back to your story and continue there. So this horrific experience, you're living in the outback, you go to take care of a neighbor who's son has committed suicide, you're moving then into the business world and you're finding, there's a really interesting connection or disconnect here, so take it away.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. I struggled, people were struggling to build those real relationships as we just spoke about, and I discovered, because I started doing some searching around and discovered some pretty disturbing figures that in such a connected world or supposedly connected world, the average number of close friends that we can confide in is actually decreasing. And suicide rates in a number of developed countries is actually increasing. And, you think about it, though, it kind of makes sense. Like, we have this illusion right now that we are more connected than ever, but many of us are feeling more disconnected than ever before from ourselves or from others or from the planet. And we know deep down something isn't quite right. The thing is, life can become so much richer. I just spoke about an example. It can become so much richer. You can build trust so much faster and experience more amazing relationships when you use these tools effectively. So it's not necessarily the technology that's the issue here. It comes down to why we're using it and the way we're going about that. And, so that's really what led me to create that Thriving Collective, which, as we mentioned before, is all about helping good people thrive in today's modern age, whether that's through the peer network events we run or the speaking engagements we do around the world or the hard-hitting topics that I discuss through the music I create.
Beautiful. And right before we go to break, I just want to ask if anybody out there is listening and saying, I like this guy, I like what he's created, this might be for me, how can they get involved in the Thriving Network?
Great. So there's in terms of getting with the Thriving Collective, it is an invite only community. So we are pretty selective with who we are, who becomes part of it. But a great first step to take if you're thinking that this might be something that could be of value, whether it's to find out more about the collective or to have me speak or to simply, you know, because you believe in what we've spoken about so far, connect with me on LinkedIn. So just search Cameron R. Brown. I receive a large number of requests. So when you do, make sure you send a personal message. And then, a good place to register your interest for the Thriving Network events we run around the world is thrivingnetwork.com.
Terrific. So people, just so you know, I'm attending the next one in Los Angeles. And I can report more after I go to it. But I'm always open when there's something that's new, different, and making an impact. And you can see online and his website that it looks like there's a lot of people who attend and there's a lot of possibility. Is this for you? Go check out the Thriving Collective. This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream. If you want to join me after the show, go to DebbieDashinger.com or Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. When we come back, we're going to be finding out from Cameron maybe some of the challenging times he's experienced, how he's created some of his dreams, and we're going to listen to one of the songs he's written and he performs. We'll be right back. Stay with us. He runs invitation-only peer network events globally called the Thriving Collective. And if you enjoyed that song, that was Cameron. That was Cameron, and the name of that song is Dare to Dream, which I just love. Cameron, tell me about that song. That was so Beatlesque, I have to say. It reminded me a lot of the Beatles, the sound of your voice and the way you took the song melodically. What compels you to write like this?
This song specifically, I wrote this a number of years ago, and it was actually at a time where things maybe weren't going as well as what I would have liked them to, and it was about breaking out of that. I remember my actual studio, if you call it a studio, was in this room that was pretty dull, and that really the song about painting this room with colors was actually a literal thing. It's like, man, I need to brighten this up, and then extended that to life as well. It's about going for what you believe in, even though things might not be exactly as you want them to be right now. There's always another day. There's always another thing you can do the next day, and so that's really what that was about. And it's with the music that I create, it's I like to say that I really suck at writing music, but when I allow music to be written through me, it's written very well.
that's beautiful.
Yeah, it usually only takes about an hour, if that, to write a song, and it's done. And that's been the case for the well over 200 songs that I've written now.
Wow. Where can people go to hear more?
So you can go to CameronRBrown.com and scroll down to the section about storytelling, and you'll be able to see some more music there.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. It really for me did sound like the Beatles, and I enjoyed it. And of course, I love the name of the song, and I love that you're musical. And you've been playing piano for how long?
Oh, wow. I think I started when I was 8 years of age, so it's well over 20, 30 years or something now. In terms of writing music, about 17 years, I think, now.
Mm. Awesome.
Mm.
You have, I'm sure, like all of us, experienced some challenging times. I'm curious if you might talk about some of the challenges you've experienced, because people might view you as big out in the world, doing big things, globe-trotting, networking, and you've created something of your passion. But what has challenged you that you've had to supersede in order to get where you are right now?
It's a great question. I'd love to be open about it. There definitely have been challenges along the way. And I think, and I'll give a specific in a moment, that I think will really, really assist and really be helpful. I've found that especially over the past, say 6 years or so, there's been a number of times, a number of defining moments where I could go one of two ways. And I've chosen a way, and it's worked out pretty well. And it's been through choosing to step up and step into who I needed to become to get the results that I really wanted in life and in business, that allowed that to come to fruition. I could have easily gone the other way. And I think we're all exposed to different situations in life where we have a choice. And we can either choose to keep buying into our own fears and our own limitations, or we can choose to step up and step into that new version of ourselves that will allow us to experience all that we want in life. And so there was, in terms of a specific example, when I was expanding out to the US, I had no connections there at all. I'd never even been to the US before. I'd never visited. And so I remember having a conversation with one of my best friends at lunch one day. And I just started connecting with people. I hadn't had any conversations yet. And I remember saying to her, I don't know if this is going to work. I talked about my fears, about thinking they're not going to want to talk to me. I don't understand why I'm even doing this. And so this was playing out. So the fears were absolutely there. She gave me a bit of a talking to, which is great. So it is great to have people around you, to be able to bounce off, and people that are supportive of your success, which is why it's important to have a community. It's important to know internally yourself, that you're going to be okay, but having other people that you can bounce off is really valuable. And so it kept going on even when in the first conversations I had. I still remember the first conversation I had didn't go that well. And so that played into the fears a little bit more. But then as time went on, I thought, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to give it a go. And then as time went on, I gathered more reference points for how this was okay and how I was doing the right thing. And I kept buying back into my mission and aligning myself to the mission I had, which is to connect, inspire, and change the world. And by having that overarching mission, I find that it's bigger. Whenever any challenges come up, my mission is bigger than the challenges that arise.
Wow.
And so it allows me to overcome whatever comes my way. And I use this analogy with some clients that I've had and other people where I've done speaking engagements. You imagine you're a big wave is coming in and you're at the bottom of a cliff on the beach, and the wave comes and it just crashes over you. And you'd get injured, right? Possibly, even if you survived to tell the story, you possibly wouldn't. But if you are on the top of a cliff and you're down watching the waves come and crash into the cliff face, you're able to look on and say, wow, that's a beautiful wave. And instead, you're able to be okay, you're safe, you're secure, and you're able to keep doing the things that you really want to do.
You know, I love what you just said, and I really like make your mission much bigger than your obstacles. That's like keeping your eye on the ball or keeping your eye on the light ahead. I heard a quote recently, and I thought, how apropos. Steve Jobs, and I'm going to say it in my own terms because I don't have the quote in front of me. Essentially, he said, you don't get where you're going by connecting the dots. You go there, and then you look back, and you see all the dots that connected that got you where you are today.
Yes.
And that's exactly been my life story, and people like you that I see really functioning high out in the world in a big way, creating a wind, you know, to go up into the universe with that hasn't been created before. I always admire people who are doing something that has not been created before. And making your mission bigger than your obstacle is always going to get you where you want to go. So along the journey of you getting here and superseding that and, you know, finally becoming masterful and more comfortable and going to these places, these countries you had never been before, what kind of advice has stood out for you? Has somebody or a mentor or a coach or a friend said something to you, given you the best advice that you've been able to put into practice and change who you are or what you do?
Great question. So I would play into what you mentioned actually in the story that you shared near the start of this today. I've heard this from a number of mentors, so it's not one specific mentor, but that's imperfect implementation. A lot of people try to get it right and try to get things exactly as they need to be able to put it out, but imperfect implementation is absolute key. If I hadn't done that, then I wouldn't be where I am. You know, the songs wouldn't have been written. I wouldn't have done the first event. I wouldn't have traveled to different countries and done that. I wouldn't have done the speaking engagements where I bring everything together and the music and the storytelling and the human behavior and everything else that goes with that. None of that would have come to fruition if I hadn't implemented in an imperfect way.
Yes. Oh, I love that. The perfection of imperfection, it really is everything. And it really is the most beautiful, relatable thing we could possibly see. And it's exactly how we get there. Done is the best. And what about habits? You must have things that keep you plodding along. What great habit, Cameron, has helped you the most? What great habit has helped you the most when you hit a roadblock or experienced a delay?
Great question. I would say, and it's one of the most simplest terms that I've been taught, but I've had a number of aha moments over the past, you know, 6 years in particular of different levels of depth of understanding about this. And it's about focus. It's about focusing on what it is that you're wanting to experience versus what you don't want to experience. And so whenever there's a moment where I'm experiencing a challenge, whenever I'm noticing that I'm feeling emotions that I'm not wanting to experience, you know, the question to ask is, well, what am I focusing on right now? And usually it's on the thing that you're not wanting, which, as you know, what you focus on is what you get, where focus goes, energy flows. And so if you can, in that moment, switch that focus, then that and do that in the moment. And it might take a little bit longer to start with. I back in the day, I played a game with myself. I still do this with clients and tell people to do this. Play a game with yourself where it might take you a number of days to get back on track. And instead of beating yourself up about that, play a game with yourself and say, okay, this time it's going to be 4 days or 3 days and then 2 days. And what happened is over time, because now it's almost instant, but to begin with, it was sabotage for days on end. And but over time, through playing a game and not beating myself up about it, it got shorter and shorter and shorter to a point now where it's very rarely where there's more than it goes for more than a day. Usually it's instant, but every now and then if it's a big one, it might take a little bit longer. But being able to switch that focus from what I'm not wanting to what I am wanting and being resourceful in my approach to actually solving the challenge then has been just worlds apart. And my suggestion there is that if anybody listening thinks that they understand focus, Know that there's another depth of level of understanding to that. I've resided to the fact that I kind of know it, but I know that there's going to be another level of understanding around it at some stage in the future. The universe will teach me something new about it. But that has been just an amazing level of understanding about that, an amazing tool to be able to use throughout my years.
Hugely important habit and worth reiterating. And thank you so much. It may seem so simple, and yet in a world where everything is a stimulation and pulling at our attention, I experience this too, Cameron. So when you say that, I intimately know what it's like. I get thousands of emails a day, and most of them you'd think, I've had people say, well, can't you just delete a lot of them? Actually, a lot of them are to-dos or follow-up or do you want to do this or can you give us that? And I have to say that it's really... it's very difficult. It's like little pieces of gold out there constantly. So for me to keep refocusing, putting my eye back in the ball, what do I want to create today? Where is it I'm headed? And be really like always clearing out the debris that's potentially calling to me. I never want for opportunity. I do want for focus.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. That's a great habit that we can all implement today and see how much easier things go for us when we keep our eye on the ball of why we're here, what our mission is, what we want to create. Makes it easier. It makes it easier also to say yes and no. Well, this is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream Radio. Please join me after the show on Twitter at Debbie Dashinger. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Dare to dream, dream, dream.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
MyBestsellerBook.com. The bestseller launch program team has long-term client credibility and 100% success in creating international best-selling books. Your book will become a U.S. or international Amazon bestseller guaranteed. You will get published and you keep all the royalties, even if your book is already published. Your book will be promoted to over 1 million of our global following. You'll be provided comprehensive reports, including hourly bestseller proofs during your launch. And you'll have book press releases and radio interviews and everything to create a tsunami of interest and knowledge about you as a writer and for your book. Are you ready to become a bestseller? Well, the Guaranteed International Bestseller is available for you at MyBestsellerBook.com. What a great investment. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Only a few will take a chance.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R. DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream, back with Cameron R. Brown. Cameron, I'm wondering, the steps required for thriving, what's the one thing that listeners can do right away?
Definitely. Let me share. So in terms of the steps, first up, there's a thriving checklist I've created, which is a three-step system broken down into 27 points for achieving more in 90 days than most people do in a year. It's the exact system I use, especially valuable for entrepreneurs and influencers. So you can go there to CameronRBrown.com and download a copy for free, no strings attached. And one thing that that people can do right away, and it's not technology focused either. This is a tip that I've given a number of really successful people over the past few weeks, actually, which has been extremely valuable for them. First up, which we've already spoken about, which is to get crystal clear on the mission and be able to clearly articulate that without reading it somewhere. Then ask yourself this question: what are the emotions I'm wanting to experience as a result of bringing my mission to fruition? And that way, whenever you're presented with an opportunity, we spoke a bit before where you mentioned with all these different emails and everything playing out, when you're presented with an opportunity, which you will receive plenty of when you start living and breathing what we're talking about today, you're able to make much smarter decisions about which opportunities you will and won't accept based on your mission and the emotions you're wanting to experience in your life.
Will you give us an example of that? Like, what's one of the emotions you want to feel in regards to your mission?
Definitely. So there's a few. For me, freedom is a big one. Happiness and fun as well. But freedom is one of the biggest. And so a number of years ago, I was running business, and a lot of it was in person. And I was confined to a specific location in the world. And then my brother and his wife were expecting their first baby, and that was the first baby of the next generation. And so they live on the farm I grew up on in outback Australia, and so I wanted to be able to experience what it was like to be there and experience that. And so for the last years, I've spent a couple of months back on the farm and ran everything from my laptop. And that to me is freedom. It's not about, for me, freedom isn't about just sitting on a beach somewhere and soaking up the sunrise. It's about having the freedom to be able to work from anywhere, do it from absolutely anywhere in the world, and experience what I really wanted to experience in life.
Oh, and I love that you use that. That's absolutely one of mine. Great example. And I'm curious then, because you're able to go around the world, because you can take your laptop and work anywhere and fulfill that one piece for freedom, what do you do with your dog? I know you have a dog. What happens to the puppy?
I do, and we've exchanged photos, and you've got a beautiful puppy, and I've got Ellie is pretty damn cute as well.
Yeah.
So I have somebody who looks after her when I'm not here, and takes her for walks and feeds her and looks after her. So we have somebody that she loves, and my dog is if we think about personalities. She's kind of the socialite. I like to think that she misses me when I'm gone, but I'm not too sure if that's actually true. I think as long as there's somebody around that she can enjoy company with, she's pretty good.
Well, that's great. So maybe she has the best of all worlds, and maybe that's fulfilling her emotions for her mission, freedom, happiness, and fun. So
maybe it is. I think we definitely have some similar traits, that's for sure.
That is just incredible. So folks, if you want to get how we can achieve more in 90 days than most people do in a year, go to Cameron's website and you can pull that down for free, which I love. That's CameronRBrown.com. And what about, I know you've referred to technology, we've talked on and off about it, and it does, it's so funny how email literally means electronic mail. It was created to stop destroying paper and trees on the planet. It doesn't, it's become like this entity unto itself, and then you add to it social media, cell phones, and things that just like constantly, chronically are pulling at our attention. So it's been established that in a time when we should be more connected than ever, we're actually feeling more disconnected. I think that's a truth. And talk about technology, and then what kind of solution can you offer to us that we might not know about?
Yeah, this is I believe this could be possibly the most important part of the conversation today. I believe much of what kids are taught in school is designed around memorizing content, not thinking for themselves. And if we can't think for ourselves, we can't understand ourselves. If we don't understand ourselves and something isn't quite right on a subconscious level, our patterns of behavior will play out in different ways based on the external environment we're exposed to. And so if you imagine on your left hand, you've got your internal self, which is your beliefs, your values, your thoughts, your emotions, things like that. And then on the right hand, you've got your external environment, everything that's external to you. That can be technology, it can be relationships, it can be anything that's outside of you. And when these two come together, it creates what I call the acceleration zone. And it speeds up the rate in which you uncover the hidden truths. And so if you imagine going into a relationship, if you don't love yourself fully, you go into that relationship, we'll speed that up. And that leads to you looking externally to fill the void, often from your partner in that case. Now, we look at technology in this case. It's a really interesting one because on its own, it's speeding up at a rapid rate. It's speeding up faster and faster and faster. And you bring that into the acceleration zone with someone who doesn't understand their own fears, their own beliefs, their thoughts, their emotions. That speeds up the rate in which they feel rejected, or they feel not good enough, or they feel like they don't belong anywhere. It's a recipe for disaster. If I hadn't had a level of understanding when those fears came up, and then been able to do something about it through, it's about having emotional intelligence, which is awareness, and then being able to regulate that and actually do something about it, then that would have eaten me up. And the amount of rejection from the thousands of messages that get sent out and people that don't respond. And so it's going to speed that up. Most people are using technology such as social media to replace something they believe they don't have instead of using it to enhance who they already know that they are. And so there's a song I wrote recently, about this. Part of the lyrics, I'll just speak them out. It says, as we sit in silence, when did it become stranger to say something than nothing at all? I guess we all have our fears. It seems more important to be someplace else than right here in the moment, a void we try to fill, but deep down we're empty still. There's a connection as we lose what makes us feel, one grand illusion making the depth of us disappear. Now, we can speed this up one way or another. It can bring us closer to each other, or else it can send us further apart. See, it enhances who we already are. I suppose that's a clue for where we should start, a love for all that we are. And so the solution is to have a deep level of understanding of your own internal self. And by the way, a class on that should be compulsory in schools everywhere. And that is then, as you're then exposed to external environments, you're able to adapt and influence that environment instead of the external environment overpowering you. And when you move into that acceleration zone where both your internal self and external environment, such as technology in this case, are working together, magic happens. And there's a great quote, I think it was Charles Darwin, which says, it's not the strongest of species that survives, nor the most intelligent that survives. It's the one most adaptable to change. And we are at a time in history right now. The world is changing rapidly. It's like no other. And that will continue speeding up. We have the opportunity at our fingertips right now to create almost anything that we want. And those most adapted to change in this period who use that acceleration zone will, you know, to their advantage, will absolutely thrive. Those who don't, they're still going to be in the acceleration zone, but it's going to speed up the rate in which they go in the opposite direction.
Wow. So technology and being present, be adaptable to change, the opportunity to create what we want, and Cameron's acceleration zone, which we can all live and operate from. We're going to take a very quick break, and we will be right back to find out what Cameron next dares to dream.
Dare to dream, dream, dream.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to DebbieDashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. DebbieDashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world?
You want to be whole? You want to be healing?
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio, and I'm interviewing Cameron R. Brown, who is the founder of the Thriving Network. Cameron, got to ask you, you've created a lot, and I know you're very open to opportunity and accelerating in your zone. This is Dare to Dream. So what do you next dare to dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
I'm really excited about I'm going into the recording studio again soon. I'm actually doing it in LA in the next couple of months on one of my trips. They have a beautiful grand piano at the place that I'm recording at. So I'll be recording some new tracks that discuss hard-hitting topics like the perception of reality and the creative process, social isolation and abuse, and then combining those with the videos like I did with Close to the Edge, and continue bringing that music into the speaking engagements I do to really create that lasting and memorable impact in people's lives. So that's the one I'm most excited about. And then we'll continue running the events around the world. We do them 3 times a year, and really excited about the next tour we're on in the next couple of months.
What is a secret that you know about success that you might impart to us? What is something we can do we're probably not doing right now that we can start to implement to turn our success ratio around?
Well, what I might do is I might give one that is technology focused this time.
Mm-hmm.
What I've discovered is that studies have shown that there's a large percentage of your communication is nonverbal when you're in person, or even when you're talking like this. There's at least some form of nonverbal communication in terms of how passionate I am or not passionate I am, how funny I am or not funny. You can be the judge of that. In an email or on LinkedIn, in a message, you have text. That's it. And so learning how to influence people through text, positively influence through the different laws of influence that play out Knowing and understanding what those are and how you can utilize them to positively influence someone. It's not about influencing them for an evil source or even evil purpose. It's about doing it because you have a mission that you're on. You're able to influence those people who believe what you believe to come along for the ride and be completely aligned to that and really buy into that. And really get the people who don't want to be a part of that away as soon as possible. It allows you to be very fast with that. And I would suggest for people who are using technology to be able to utilize text, to be able to create some type of emotional engagement. I found that, you know, we've been able to do that very, very well in a way that creates that engagement, has people think, this guy is different. And that's all you want. What you're wanting from a technology point of view is for someone to think this person is different to all the other people out there, because there are so many people spamming and trying to sell you something when they first connect with you, trying right. to get you into something. And I get that so often. I have fun with spammers now and send them weird messages in response just to take up a bit of their time so they're away from other people in terms of trying to scam them out of something. That's what people are exposed to. And so until you can prove yourself otherwise, you are just like them. That will be my tip.
Oh, it's a great tip. And by the way, I teach the very same thing for media. Mm. You know, you can't reach out to somebody who's on media and you don't know them and they don't know you and suddenly say, I need to come on your show, or you need to do this, or you need to buy my book, or it lands terribly and wonky. And I liken it to trying to have sex before you've even had a first date. You know, you just can't go there that quickly. You have to create a relationship. And often being of service, letting someone know who you are, where you come from, creating some kind of connection, that's the way in. And then later, if it works out, it's fabulous, and it usually does. What a great tip. So if you were to say something about being on Dare to Dream today with Debbie Dashinger for a text or something, a tweet or something, Cameron, what might you say?
This is putting me on the spot. I like that. So one of the things I say, great interview today. Absolutely love being a part of this. Check this out. It's there's some amazing insights on how to thrive in today's modern age. In brackets, Debbie is amazing, and then share a link on top of that. So that could be something out there. But a piece above that is that if there is and I will send this once this goes up on online, is that sending it to some of the people personally, and so an actual personal message, and you would craft that message individually for that person who it might serve somebody, because there's something mentioned in there that could really help that person. So if there's some people that you are wanting to influence and have a personal connection with and a personal relationship, it's about not just setting the message right out there. You can definitely do that, which will get to the masses, but you're wanting to personalize the experience for as many people as possible at the same time.
Beautiful. This is a huge tip, people. Well said. I end today's show with this quote from Steve Jobs. You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever, because believing that the dots will connect down the road will give you the confidence to follow your heart, even when it leads you off the well-worn path, and that will make all the difference. Thank you for joining me on Dare to Dream. Thank you, Cameron, for coming on today. Talk to you again next week.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible, no.